It is really cold here today, minus 8 degrees.
In the eastern city of Kharkiv, the losses are so great that reports are rendered in numbers. 400 buildings destroyed since the war began, including 48 schools. 190 civilians dead, residential areas struck 89 times in a single day. As if counting them somehow completes the picture, as one bombed-out building starts to look much like another. They don't wait for air raid sirens anymore in Kharkiv. Many haven't left the city's metro stations for more than a week. Here is where I sleep, this young woman says. And over there are my things, and there is where we all sit. Ever more civilians are getting caught up in this war. Ukraine's defense minister says Russia has killed more innocent people than it has Ukrainian soldiers. One day, war historians may argue about which city had it worst. Today, though, it is surely Mariupol that is most like Ukraine's Stalingrad. Besieged for more than 10 days, hundreds of thousands unable to escape, deprived of water and heat in temperatures well below zero. A Red Cross official in the city describes children going hungry, a black market in vegetables, fights breaking out over food. Conditions the mayor calls medieval. Critical infrastructure continues to get hit, with a special focus on military airfields, like here in Lutsk, northeast of Kyiv, and Ivano-Frankivsk in the west. As evacuation routes continue out of some embattled places, a tide of humanity is shifting across this country, and not all of it heading for the border. The United Nations estimates 1 million people have become displaced internally, seeking shelter where they can find it. Like Zhenya, the 24-year-old mother of three, stoking the wood fire in an abandoned farmhouse 600 kilometers from her home outside Kyiv. They even brought the dog, a Labrador pup called Gerda. But they didn't bring Dad. He stayed behind to join the territorial defense.
The children know that their dad is defending the city. They understand that. I believe in 1 year it will be over and we will be able to go back.
Zhenya and her children are being relocated now to a better home in the village. This tiny rural outpost in western Ukraine, like so many others, throwing their arms wide open to fellow Ukrainians fleeing the war.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Ukraine.
The UN also estimates that 12 million people inside Ukraine will need humanitarian help. And few besides Zhenya are guessing how long it might be before they're able to go home. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Lviv.